Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm 麦新觉罗贝。Hospitals in Shanghai have expanded fever clinics after the State Council asked them to remain open 24/7 and streamline the consultation process. Hospitals have adopted a procedure to ensure patients receive timely treatment. Zhang Hong tells us more.
At the East Branch of Shuguang Hospital, its fever clinic now has 7 consulting rooms compared to 3 in the past. The second floor was designated to treat patients with a positive COVID antigen test result.
We have assigned nurses to take the patient with a positive antigen result to an isolated room on the second floor. We have 10 single rooms and 3 negative pressure rooms and a larger room. They're equipped with life support machines.
The hospital said its fever clinic patients had increased almost 20%, with most being diagnosed with a cold. Tongji Hospital also set up separate areas for COVID patients.
We have established an emergency team with more than 100 doctors and nurses who will be on duty to help treat patients. We'll move 500 beds from the Gan Chuan block to the inpatient department for those with COVID.
Shanghai's Six People's Hospital's Shuhui branch put signs on the ground to guide people.
I have a 48-hour PCR test result and I entered the hospital through a path that separated infected patients. I think the signs are quite clear.
The hospital's emergency department has a buffer zone for those who need emergency treatment without a 48-hour PCR test result. At Shanghai First Maternity and Infant Hospital, those with a positive PCR or antigen test result will be taken to a designated area for consultation or labor. A doctor said, so far there had been no transmission of COVID from mother to baby during pregnancy.
We have separate rooms for newborns, so they won't be with their infected mother. In this way, babies will be safer.
Nearly 7,000 pregnant women visit the hospital each day. The hospital said its doctors regularly call pregnant women with an underlying disease or at a high risk for labor to check their status and reassure them that everything is fine.
Hospitals in Shanghai have been boosting internet services to meet demand for medical consultations and prescriptions. Renji Hospital launched online consultation services for COVID, the flu, and other viral illnesses since Friday. More than 100 patients spoke to one of its doctors online today, doubling that of the weekend. Sun Wenjing tells us more.
Patients can consult doctors by tapping Diagnosis and Consultation for Flu on Renji Hospital's WeChat account. The hospital says the new service is convenient, especially for those infected with the coronavirus. It also gives doctors some flexibility to arrange their time slots.
Each doctor can see 30 patients online every half day. If demand rises, our doctors will extend service hours.
Dr. Liu Baolin had no appointments this morning, so he volunteered for online consultations. His first patient was a 70-year-old man with high blood pressure who was worried he had the coronavirus because he was coughing and congested.
Many patients, especially the elderly with underlying diseases, are very worried and anxious about the coronavirus if they have symptoms. So we can use online consultations to help solve their problems.
The Joint Prevention and Control Mechanism of the State Council announced today that hospitals can fill online prescriptions for people with COVID and have it delivered to their home.
Areas of the United Kingdom were given a layer of snow as winds from the north sent temperatures below freezing in the first cold snap of the winter season. The frosty weather is forecast to last throughout the week. Zhang Yue has the details.
Children made the most of the snowy weather yesterday, despite wintry conditions causing widespread travel disruptions across the UK.
Really excited.
Very excited. I just heard my sister scream, it's snowing, so we like looked outside and then I just saw it was actually snowing, so we just put on everything and went outside to have some fun.
Temperatures could drop as low as minus 15 degrees Celsius in northeastern Scotland, the lowest the UK has seen since February last year. Forecasters also warn residents of low temperatures of minus 10 degrees and up to 10 centimeters of snowfall in London. In Britain's West Midlands, 4 children are in a critical condition in hospital after falling through the ice on a lake. Members of the public attempted to reach the children before emergency services arrived and pulled them from the water. Heavy snow continued to cause travel disruptions across parts of the country. Heathrow Airport canceled more than 50 flights this morning due to fog. The icy conditions also led to reports of train delays and motorway accidents. People in the UK are using warm banks as they struggle to heat their homes amid a cost of living crisis. More than 3,300 warm banks have been set up across the country in different public spaces, such as libraries and shopping malls.
People that are having to make hard decisions, really, about whether they can, in fact, turn their heating on at home, whether they have got enough food to feed themselves or their children.
Reports in the UK said most warm banks in the country are nearly half full.